I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. In the heat of the summer months, there are two key areas to find fish, and they probably aren't hard to guess if you consider the way you escape from the heat and humidity. We'll talk about it coming up in a moment, right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. When the thermometer is topping 90 degrees outside, it's not only miserable for you, it is miserable for that fish you're trying to catch. DNR fish biologist Jeff Hansbarger.
They're cold-blooded, and they're really kind of at the mercy of the ambient temperatures. And with everything being really warm, it's a little too warm for most fish. They can still do well and feed a lot, but it's a little out of most fish's preferred range. So in those cooler parts of the day, that's a little closer and a little cooler where they, you know, they like to concentrate their activity. And also the currents, like you mentioned, there's going to be more oxygen in those places. The moving water is going to be able to basically give them, bring more oxygen to their gills as they're sitting in a spot. So those are two things to look for. You know, fish maybe during those cooler parts of the day, and then, as you mentioned, try to target some current areas.
As Jeff mentioned, the two keys to summertime finching are water temperature and current. Those currents tend to lower that water temperature, keeping fish in a cooler spot in the water column. Also, shady spots where trees overhang the water will help in that effort. Or even man-made shade will work.
A lot of anglers feel like even when the barges come by, that'll spur them into feeding, and they'll concentrate behind places that maybe give the fish access to current to feed, but also some relief where they can sit behind it and not expend as much energy. So those barge piers and things like that, or any other kind of, maybe even just a barge tied up, is a good place to try.
You'll find those kinds of conditions on the state's navigable rivers, mostly in the tailwaters of the Lock and Dam.
Those are where most of our catches come from, on the larger navigable rivers, and that does make up a large percentage of our waters available to anglers. So those are great places to target.
And Hansbarger says it is a formula that holds true for any species of fish you're after.
Anything, and for most other game fish, if you're an angler, you usually kind of target shady areas as the sun gets up, but during the middle part of the day or during a sunny day. And I always like to tell people fish don't have eyelids, so you know they kind of adjust to the depth of the water and also with shade to try to, you know, find a place that's a little darker, a little less as intense with light, you know, and that's also favors them in their ability to maybe get prey.
Early in the morning, late in the evening, or overnight, that's the time that will improve your odds for catching fish in these hottest days of summer. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.